Okay.
So I just have a few questions for you guys. So the first one would be, what is your background in music, and where did the inception of, like, the passion for the art form originally begin for both of you?
Ooh, good question. Are you recording now?
Yes, I am.
So I started playing the piano when I was 3, and then took lessons, like piano lessons, my whole childhood. So for me, like, music was always a really big part of my childhood experience and growing up, and it was something that I just always loved to do. Like, when I was a toddler, I would get upset, and instead of, like, screaming, I'd just go bang on the piano.
Right on.
So I just grew up, like, loving to play music, and then when I was a teenager, I realized how great of an outlet it is to write songs. So, like, instead of writing in a diary, I just started kind of writing songs and used that as my outlet. So, so for me, it's always just been a big part of my life and, like, something that has been enjoyable for me, but also, like, healthy for me to have the outlet to express myself. So, yeah. So then I graduated college and decided I wanted to start a band, and then we've been going ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little kid, and I used to just listen to all my dad's records and stuff. And then he got a new drum set one day, and he was like, don't play my drums while I'm at work. So when he went to work, I played his drum set all the time. And I learned how to, I just kind of taught myself, and then I started doing school band. And then in high school and stuff, I started going to shows, and then once I joined a band, it was like magic. It's like making magic to me. I just, like, don't understand how you can put all these ingredients together and get music. It like blew my mind. So ever since then, I'm like always just so happy and in awe to play music, especially with Megan too.
Yeah. That's awesome. Who are a few of your influences in terms of sound?
Well, some of my biggest influences would be Radiohead, and Feist, Cat Power, I love Daughter, and Elliot Smith is a big influence.
Oh my gosh,
mine.
Between the Bars is my favorite song.
Oh,
on the face
gosh.
Of the earth.
It's a beautiful song. Yeah, those are, like, some of my top ones. But of course, whenever I answer this, then I think of, like, 10 more that I didn't say.
Yeah. Yeah, I like a lot of the same. Radiohead. I really love Sigur's Icelandic band. And then I love Iron and Wine, Andrew Bird, and Land of Talk is really big for me.
And then I saw a lot of people closing their eyes during the performance. So what are the feelings you wish to evoke through your music?
Oh, wow. That's a good feeling. I think for me, just for people to have feelings while they're listening is, like, the best thing. Like, and I don't set out to hope someone feels a certain way, but I think, like, I've had people say, like, I listened to this particular song and it helped me through a hard time. Like, I found comfort in it, or, you know. I think just in general, like, someone responding to me saying, like, that really made me feel something, that's just, like, the best thing ever. It doesn't really matter what the feeling is, I guess, unless it's, like, making them feel angry or something.
Your music makes me feel so angry. Imagine that.
Yeah. So, yeah, just, like, feeling moved, I guess, is just an honor. So if that can happen, that's amazing.
And is it the same for you?
Yeah, I think that's pretty it. Succinct.
Okay, and then living up in Seattle, do you believe that the environment from which you reside, like, for example, the nature surrounding you, is an important in the formation of your sound in terms of, like, drawing inspirations?
Yeah, I think definitely that's very true, and that's super cool that you asked that question. Because where I live and write the songs is totally, like, surrounded by nature. So we practice on Lomolo Shore Drive, which is the street name, in a pretty small town outside of Seattle. You have to take a ferry boat to get there. So it's definitely not, like, your, you know, city environment. It's really country. Like, lots of trees outside the window and lots of water. So for me, nature and, like, the Pacific Northwest has been a huge influence on me and my songwriting. I think maybe that's where some of the moodiness comes from in my style. Like, I didn't set out to try to do that, but that's kind of just the essence of how it is up there. The trees and, you know, I don't know. So I feel like for sure that probably has a big influence on the music.
Yeah, I think even if you look at some of the song titles, they're about whales and waves and things like that. And I've been a part of records that are called forest things like
that. Nautical themes.
Yeah, woodsy, all that kind of stuff. It's just, you're surrounded by just all this nature. It's hard to not let it just seep into you.
Yeah, and I definitely, I started the band when I was living in Seattle, and then I moved back home to Paulsbo, to La Mola Shore Drive, to like really do the band. So as soon as I moved back to the country, I felt like way more creative, which is interesting. It was like harder for me to write songs being in the city.
In my opinion, like when listening to your music, I'm like transported to a different place that's almost like transcendent and peaceful. So where do your minds go when you're performing or creating?
Adrian, you can say that first. You can answer that one.
Well, it depends on there's two different things. There's live, and then there's when you're like writing and recording. It's kind of different. But when live, it's literally in my head, don't mess up, don't mess up, don't mess up, don't mess up. Or 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, things like that. And then it's funny because beyond all that, sometimes I just find myself like the lyrics are in my head too. So I don't know. Live is weird. It's a completely weird thing. But with writing and recording and stuff, it's kind of just like it's this the same thing she was saying about what people will say about the music. Like when we're writing it, it's kind of like what makes us feel. You know, like what when we're coming up with something, it's like, oh, that makes me feel a certain way, and I want to, you know, continue down that thread. You know, things like that. Mm-hmm. So you just try to find things that are, you know, interesting to you. And
that move you.
That move you, yeah, and make you feel, because that's the most important thing.
Yeah. There's a ghost. Yeah, I think kind of similarly, unless the show, like not, there are a few shows that we play where I can totally let myself go and not think about the act of performing. Like, mostly when we're performing, I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, oh my god, I have to do this part, do this, don't mess up, that guy looks bored.
It's like, it's kind of like cooking like 4, 5, 6 dishes at once on different bunch of ovens. Like, they don't
forget
about this.
Why is that texting right now?
Yeah, exactly.
But, for me, like, songwriting is where I have the most joy and, like, feel the best. So, like, the act of writing a song is super emotional for me and almost spiritual, and that's where I get, like, my joy. So when I'm writing a song, I can totally, like, close my eyes and just sing it over and over and over again, like, for hours, and, like, just let my soul kind of go. But, yeah, that's only when I'm alone in my bedroom when no one can hear me.
And then last question, you guys spoke about like creating a new album. So how would you say your music has evolved in both sound and content?
I think this new album, I just feel like there's maybe some more growth. I know for me personally, like as a songwriter, I feel more confident than ever to be a little more honest with my lyrics and like more vulnerable. I think my songs have had like vulnerable themes, but I haven't been confident enough to make it obvious in the past. But with these new songs, I feel like I'm trying harder to sing more from my heart and just be honest. So that's something that is new for me. And sound wise, I don't know, I think maybe just like maybe some more lushness, you know, like the layers of the instrumentation.
Nice textures and things. We're trying to, I think in the past it's been, they've had the mindset like, okay, let's write a song that we can make sure we play live. And so then it can be a struggle because you can't think that way. You got to just write the song that comes out. And then you figure it out. So I think we're just trying to come
like
up with whatever
works.
Yeah, just trying to do what the songs need and then figure out how to do it live later.
Yeah. But they're still like in such an early stage, so it's going to be interesting to see how it comes together for recording.
This tour is like essentially a big part of that process. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.